102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who inspire, enlighten, and empower you, our dear KBLX Nation. And today, we are shining the light on the Joyce Gordon Foundation of the Arts and the Oakland Youth Art Explosion coming to downtown Oakland on August the 5th. Please welcome the owner and director of Joyce Gordon Gallery, the one and only Oakland icon, Oakland treasure, the heart of the Oakland art community. I love you. Joyce Gordon, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. Also joining us is gallery assistant, the lovely Linda Steele the second. Hello, Linda.
Hello. How's it going?
Right. Thank you for being here. So let's start really quickly with you, Joyce. Many people in the Bay Area know you for the gallery that you have held down for, gosh, how many years now?
15. Actually, it'll be 15 September.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, happy almost anniversary, lovely.
Yeah.
And the Joyce Gordon Gallery, of course, located in downtown Oakland at 406 14th Street. But now you are continuing to expand your gifts to the community, if you will, by producing the second annual OYE, Oakland Youth Art Explosion. Tell us about the festival.
The festival is about youth mm-hmm. and all of their talent and gifts.
Okay.
And I thought it would be a great idea to kind of focus a highlight on the youth mm-hmm. Because there's so many creative young people that are doing some wonderful things. And there are a lot of organizations that work with youth and doing great things with youth. But there are also a lot of young people who are out there just kind of drifting.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that the way to get young people together is to have a festival.
Sure.
And if they come and see other young people doing things and being involved and active and doing fun things, then perhaps they would get involved
okay.
in some of the organizations. So we'll have several organizations out there as vendors that work with youth, and we'll have youth performers. We'll have a youth entrepreneur section where, because there are a lot, like this one little boy, what is his crown biz?
Crown biz.
10 years old.
And Pharaoh.
He's designing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he's designing his caps. Another one is 13 and just come out with his fashion design. A young lady has her hair products.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of young people that are really doing some great things.
And let's take a look at your gallery for a moment. You've been holding it down for, mm-hmm. as you said, 15 years this coming September. The location is so important to the heart of Oakland,
mm-hmm.
but also your doors are always open. And I can just only imagine how many different walks of life walk by, walk through, and walk into your gallery.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All kinds of people from everywhere,
mm-hmm.
from out of state, out of the country, just all kinds of people. Linda, you should be able to tell her about that, since all the different people you've met since you've been there.
Yeah, do tell.
I feel like that's one of the things I'm constantly telling Miss Joyce is she knows so many different types of people from all walks of life, and we can't walk one block down the street without someone saying, oh, hi, Miss Joyce. Oh, hi, Miss Joyce. Mm-hmm. She's such a loved, prominent figure in the community, and you really feel that. When people just, you know, a quick shout out.
Mm-hmm.
A bus driver pulled over his bus mm-hmm. once, opened his doors to say hi to Miss Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very loved member of the community.
She is. She is. And you've hosted dignitaries. And, I mean, I had the honor of interviewing Barry Gordy at your studios.
Oh, so you missed Robert Redford.
I missed Robert Redford. Good friend of yours. So you know people in high seats, and you also leave the doors open at all times for the youth. So that's what this is really all about. And you share your walls with young artists pretty regularly as well. That's part of the root of the Joyce Gallery and mm-hmm. of course, now the foundation, yeah?
Well, I really started off with kind of mid-career artists or more established artists. And then I started matching up a established artist with a emerging artist.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we've worked our way to the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And so once a year, the gallery is turned over to the youth,
mm-hmm.
where they have their art exhibit, they have their artist talk, they do everything that the professional artist, and they curate the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the youth actually decide the placement of their pieces? And,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And they help in writing the press release mm-hmm. and all of that
mm-hmm.
and sell their work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the layout going to look like? What can people kind of expect as they come down to celebrate this explosion of Oakland youth?
You want to talk about that, Linda?
Yeah. So like we said, it's going to be blocked off from Broadway to Webster, 13th to 15th. So what we've decided is that the central part of it will be the Franklin intersection. So we're going to have the main stage there where there's going to be live performing acts, music, singing, dance, spoken word. We're also going to have a section for the art crawl, which is 10 established mentoring artists are going to be working hands-on with the kids. So teaching them how to do different methods of art making and stuff like that.
Then we're going to have two walls where they can do murals and they'll make work with some muralists and the kids will get to do work
in real time.
In real
time. Whole wall of murals.
Okay.
Right. And then across from that, we're going to have the Get Fit Zone.
Oh, good.
And we will have golf, which will be putting, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Circle ball, which is basketball played in a circle.
Okay.
We'll have soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have hopefully a couple of food trucks in this area and a farmer's market.
Beautiful.
And then down the other end of 14th Street, we'll have a skateboard. K-Dub's going to bring out the
K-Dub,
skateboard.
K-Dub, yep.
Yeah, so they can do the skateboard. And we'll have the mobile, I think it's the mobile library.
For the Oakland Public Library?
From the museum.
Okay.
With books and video games that they can play.
Okay.
And then we will have, God, what else are we?
The OEA Cinema.
Jazz bands.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop. There'll be dance performances. There'll be martial arts.
Mm.
I think we're going to have some little drummers from the Malanga Center.
Nice.
And possibly a step show.
Okay.
So I think... we've been having meetings, and we invited young people in to be a part of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So if to offer suggestions of things that they would like to see happen that we didn't come up with.
This sounds like, I mean, this sounds like more than just an art. I see why you call it the youth
art explosion.
It's an explosion.
So many things.
Just the festival.
Yeah, and it's all about the youth.
Exactly.
And it's all about the arts.
Mm-hmm.
The young people that are selling their art, their whatever they're selling.
Sure, the vendors.
Are responsible for taking care of their own receipts and just taking care of business.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to keep all of their money.
Sure, I think especially with artists. Artists get so wrapped up into their art that they forget to manage the business of the art.
Right.
And if they're lucky, they have a management team or somebody on their side that has their best interest and best favor.
Oh, and we're going to have spoken word.
Spoken word,
Is that going to be like with Youth Speaks or the Oakland Youth Poet Laureate or?
Well, actually, there's a group from San Francisco called Lyrical Opposition.
Nice.
And this is our second year, and they did it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And about every 2 months, they would come over, and the gallery is just kind of open to them and do their performances. So
nice.
Yeah.
So, what is the cost to our KBLX Nation who want to come down on August 5th to join and celebrate the Oakland Youth Art Explosion?
It is free and open to the public.
Wow.
So bring the family, come out for a nice day of sun, art, music, festivities.
Festivities.
All
right. So all welcome, all ages. Joyce Gordon Foundation of the Arts presents the second annual Oakland Youth Art Explosion, August the 5th, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. It'll be on 14th Street from Broadway to Webster and between 13th and 15th Street. You know, just make your way over to the Joyce Gordon Gallery at 406 14th Street and you'll be right in the middle of it, right in the heart of it. Joyce Gordon is here with us, Linda Steele, the second gallery assistant with us as well. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. So proceeds from this explosion, although it's free, going to continue to build the Joyce Gordon Foundation of the Arts. Tell us a little bit more about the foundation and how our KBLX audience can help support the foundation aside from attending the festival.
Well, they can go to our webpage to make donations.
Mm-hmm.
And that supports us like in we have workshops in the gallery,
mm-hmm.
like we will probably have one in September. There's some students from Vision Academy that want to do photography.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps take care of that.
Okay.
We've also had painting workshops in the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also open to partnering with other centers or organizations. Last year, the year before when I first started, we sent artists over to the West Oakland Youth Center.
Mm.
And one was a painter and he worked with the artists, the other with the students. The other did silk screening and then the other did spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that raises money for the foundation.
Okay.
So we can, because so the youth don't have to pay for anything.
Mm-hmm.
All the supplies, everything, all they have to do is come.
They just have to show up.
Just show up.
Yeah.
And then we're planning a 5K paint run.
Ooh.
In May. Had planned to do it this year, but it just, time got away from us.
Okay.
And I'm trying to decide how many canvas we'll have around the lake.
Uh-huh.
Maybe four big canvas. And when you're running or jogging or walking, you get mm-hmm. to a point and this canvas is there. Everything is set up and you can just paint or a message or whatever.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the run, we should have four big community canvas.
Beautiful. A little exercise, a little sunshine, represent
yeah.
Oakland, share the art.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So the foundation really is all about supporting the workshops that you do and the events you do throughout the year mm-hmm. to provide outlets and materials and workshops for youth.
Right.
Yeah. Very yeah. cool.
And in some cases, pay the artists, but most of the artists, like all of the artists, are volunteering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so. God forbid an artist actually gets paid what they're worth.
Say that again.
You know? Okay, so the website is jgordonfoundationoftheArts.org. jgordonfoundationoftheArts.org. Joyce Gordon, owner and director of Joyce Gordon Gallery here with us, and Linda Steele, the second gallery assistant. The festival, once again, is Oye, Oakland Youth Art Explosion, downtown Oakland, August 5th, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. You can call the gallery if you have questions. It's 510-465-8928. Or just pop in. The doors always seem to be open at the Joyce Gordon Gallery. I was doing the Women's March. It was open. Hey, Joyce. Hey, Miss Joyce. Was it the Black Love Parade? Hey, Miss Joyce. What's going on? What you doing? You can always stop by the gallery, 406 14th Street in downtown Oakland, to see what Miss Joyce is up to and see what you can do to help support her Foundation of the Arts and the Oakland Youth Art Explosion. Miss Joyce Gordon and Linda Steele the second, a pleasure to have you here at our KBLX studios. Thank you for being here for KBLX Cares.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. I celebrate all that you do. Please call on me if you ever need me. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibe, for bringing this story to us today. And thank you for listening to KBLX Cares. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.